We continue the conversation now on Opportunity Detroit with Mark Loeb. Mark is the president of Integrity Shows and the producer of the Belle Isle Art Fair. Mark, welcome into Opportunity Detroit.
Thanks so much. And I love the name because there is so much opportunity.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. Talk to our listeners about this art fair. I have heard that it's an award-winning art fair, Mark.
Well, the readers of USA Today decided last year that this was one of the top 10 art fairs in the country.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure that it's there, but you know what? We're going to be.
Take it, Mark. Take it.
Yup.
So tell us about it. Why is it such a great art fair?
Well, I've got to give it to Belle Isle. You know, there's nothing that you could do at Belle Isle that wouldn't turn out to be beautiful. Right. It's just such a fabulous spot. But then add in 140 carefully juried artists from, I think, 18 different states. And then we also have our emerging artists who've never done art fairs. And what's special to me is the heritage artists. These are artists who may have done art fairs in the past, but they're either aging out or whatever. So they don't get seen very much, but they still are producing beautiful work. So we make it easy for them to come out and visit.
And the art fair takes place next weekend, Saturday, August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd. What will people find when they go there? You indicate all of these fabulous artists, but it also seems like a really fun event for the whole family with, you know, food trucks and other activities.
Well, I like to say surprises so that people come out and discover things. But, you know, just for your listeners, let's talk about a few of them.
Sure.
There's the Grand Dome, which is a dome created out of over 100,000 bottle caps that people can go in. It's an immersive experience. And then we've also got a instrument garden where people can play with different instruments and even lay down some beats on some recording equipment. And then since the Scott Fountain is still under repair, I had Sean Hodges create an inflatable that mimics a fountain that's over 40 foot in diameter to just kind of celebrate the beauty of that fountain.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. You know, the interesting thing about this event is not only can you go to the Belle Isle Art Fair and have a great grand time there, but when you're finished, you can also go and enjoy the island.
Yes, and there's so much happening. You know, the aquarium is in pristine shape. The conservatory has been rebuilt. Yeah, it's a beautiful time on the island. They've also created new biking paths. If you haven't been out there for a while, take a look, explore. You're going to love it.
What is it about art fairs that you, Mark Loeb, as the Belle Isle Art Fair producer, really like? What do you think an art fair brings to the community?
Well, you know, I say that I love artists even more than I love art in that case. So an art fair allows you to meet so many different artists. So when you hang up that piece on your wall, you're not just saying, oh, that's a beautiful piece. But when your neighbors ask about it, you can tell them about the artist and the thoughts behind it and their background. So you have the full story. It makes the pieces so much more impressive.
Are many of these artists interested and available to talk to visitors about their art and explain why they did something like this?
That's what they love more than anything else, frankly. Really? You know, if they didn't want to do that, they could do galleries. And galleries are fabulous for those who don't really know what they like and want advice. But an art fair is great for meeting the artists and discerning exactly what it is that would go well in your home.
Now, Mark, are you an artist yourself, and how did you get into this business?
Well, I like to say that my art is the shows. And I played with a lot of different art forms. My parents were both artists, but I found that really creating the events is where my creativity is best served.
And how many other events have you done like this over the years? I have a feeling quite a few.
Yes. Well, my background was in the larger things like the Detroit Festival of the Arts, Taste Fest, and so forth. And I love those things, but I love the art fairs even more because I can get really close to the people who are participating, not just the artists, but I can meet the attendees and we can, you know, work together to create something that's new and interesting.
Well, you know, Grand Rapids always does that fabulous art prize event. What do you think of that event? And are you going to try to maybe do something like that over this way at some point?
Well, I've often talked to people about events they want to produce. And that's what people are always saying to me now. Hey, help us put Art Prize in our neighborhood. Well, Art Prize doesn't necessarily belong in every neighborhood, so I kind of discourage that. The dome that we're talking about was an installation that was created last year for Art Prize. So if you didn't get out there, it's a chance to see something that has only been in Michigan one time before and probably not again.
Well, the other thing that's fascinating that kind of made me think about Art Prize, Mark Loeb, was the bottle cap display that you're talking about. Talk a little bit more about that. That's pretty interesting.
We're working with EGLE, which is EGLE, which is the state-sponsored organization that takes care of recycling in the state.
Oh, right, yes.
And, you know, so this seemed like the perfect installation for them because it involves reuse, recycling, repurposing. And they're going to be out there, too, with their raccoon mascots, and people are going to get a chance to vote on their favorite raccoon so that they can influence where the state goes with the future recycling ideas.
Is there a cost to the Belle Isle Art Fair?
You need to have your state park pass, which I hope you got when you got your license renewal, because it's only a few dollars and it's really helping the park systems. If you don't have that, you can pick it up right there at the entrance, and I think it's like $11 or something. It's not a big deal, and it lasts all year, and it helps every single state park.
Now, is this a rain or shine event? How does that work, Mark?
Oh, no, we're not welcoming rain at all. No rain, no wind. It's just going to be 78 degrees and beautiful, I promise you.
I love it. Mark Loeb, Belle Isle Art Fair producer, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful, sunny, beautiful event.
I look forward to seeing you out there, and, you know, if anybody has any questions, come see me at the info booth. I'd love to talk to you.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, how is the Capital Venture World faring here in the state of Michigan? We'll talk to someone who knows the answer.